The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, whenever we discuss style on the show, we inevitably receive a number of queries, small number of queries from men who feel a bit lost about how they should be managing their wardrobe. And here to answer your questions is Aoife Dunnigan of The Style Bob. Aoife, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, for men have it easy. There's no question about it. If you're going to a function, if you've got any kind of a suit, shirt, tie, you'll get away with that no matter what the dress code is. A suit is always acceptable.
You will, Pat, but it depends on the suit. It depends on the shirt. It depends on all these things. And it depends on the fabric and the look of them. And I think straightforward, yes, when men get an invite, it's generally a chino, a blue shirt, a navy blazer goes a long way. But I think what's happening now is that smart casual is everyday life. Unless you're going to a christening or a wedding, it's what we're wearing every day. And the problem is there's a lot of different views of it,
yeah,
of what's casual and what's not.
Okay, so what is acceptable nowadays? Because I see women in very fancy dresses wearing trainers.
Yes.
And that seems to be fine. Whether they're at the races or at a cocktail party, you'll see this. Now, you will also see stilettos, mm-hmm, but you will see this kind of blurring of the edges.
There's a blurring of lines. And I think the thing is that we want our clothes now to be comfortable, perform for us, but and be stylish. So years ago, Pat, if we were at the races with our trainers, it was probably Asics and very basic. But now there's very fashionable options out there. But I think the whole thing is people need to look at what smart casual is, because not taking a suit and adding a pair of trainers, it's what that trainer looks like. So now if we take a lovely white trainer or a navy suede trainer, it's an awful lot smarter now than putting a pair of Asics on. So it's what we need to define, how far casual we want to go, because people think it's sweatpants, hoodies and trainers, where in fact it's something a lot more than that.
Well, hoodies are not smart.
No, they're not smart. James Bond wouldn't be saving lives in a hoodie.
Yeah, okay. So what are the essential ingredients of a smart casual wardrobe? I mean, the line that you would say is you should be able to go from your desk to a date.
Yes, desk to date, or possibly even go from a desk to a yoga class if you really want to do that. So if we start with the basics part, let's go start with if you have been in a basic sweatpant, hoodie and trainer and you want to level it, we're talking about moving the dial a little bit. I would start to look actually at your shoes, right? Because it's a great notch up if you have a basic basic trainer, go to the leather trainer, like we said. Then if you have been living in joggers and you still want to go like that, even Reese now are doing a suit pant with a jogger style waistband. So could you look at
Wait a minute, drawstring waistband?
Drawstring waistband and a suit.
Come on.
Believe it or not.
I know.
That
sounds like a post-pandemic pound solution where someone's got a bit fat.
Well, maybe that too. But if you think of the likes of Lululemon have even gotten into more formal gear. So I would say look at your jogger pant, and can you change now to something like a nice cargo pant, or up a level again to a nice chino. Your chino pant doesn't need to always be cream. I think Irish men, look at what, you know, Paul Mescal, Andrew Scott on the red carpet, we're starting to experiment a little bit more. So can your chino be blue? Can your chino be burgundy? It doesn't need to be the most classic style. So if we've moved up a notch, go to your shirt, Pat, because the structure and the quality and the actual fabric of your shirt, because let's face it, a lot of Irish men, a lot of men, full stop, look better with a little bit of structure. So if we go to our shirt and think, can we do a nice heavy cotton? Can we have a nice, you know, button on the shirt just to make it not look sloppy? Because, Pat, we all want to look put together. Even women want to look put together. And one of the most important ingredients, you're wearing one today, I was wearing one earlier, is the blazer. It doesn't have to have the lovely shoulder pads. My father years ago would stick on his tweed blazer. You can now get a lovely online deconstructed blazer. Or if you want to be more casual, what they call now, Pat, a shacket, which is a cross between...
A cross between
a shirt and a jacket. I actually saw one of your gentlemen out there wearing it. But, you know, the unstructured blazer, really, I can't tell you, it adds a little bit of formality. So if we want to get that balance right, it's the balance between, it is the balance between smart and casual, but we don't need to go too much the other way. So, and then the next thing to look at is your outerwear. Because if we think back at the Bertie days of the anorak, we now have lovely trench coats, or we have even nice puffer jackets. So technical, you know, if we look at our mountain gear, our walking gear, all that has become
no, but
very
isn't it
fashionable.
Funny the way fashion works? Because, you know, the time was a man might wear a really wide tie.
Yes.
And then it became a kind of a drawstring tie, you know, just a little lace, basically, so
or
thin
was
it. A leather tie, all of these things. And if you wore one out of sync, you'd be regarded as being completely unfashionable and nerdy and all the rest. So who decides whether puffer is now fashionable?
Well, I think, look, you can take or leave trends, but Pat, if you're dressing the same as you did 10 years ago without moving the dial a little bit. So, for example, you see now jeans have become a lot more tapered. Trousers have become a lot more tapered. So it's not that we're saying to you, don't wear your chinos, but, you know, they're not wide anymore. They're tapered. So it's all about moving the dial a little bit in your style just to have a more of a modern take on it.
Now, one of my producer colleagues wants to know, when did the fashion of men wearing shorts all the year round come in? Often carrying a baby in one hand and carrying maybe a dog lead in the other hand, and it's Baltic outside and they're going around wearing shorts.
I don't know how they do it. It's absolutely ridiculous. And maybe it's Paul Mescal and normal people that started this trend. But, I don't think it looks great. But if you are one of those hot-blooded men and you want to go around like that, that's fine.
But women often, you know, will be bare-legged even in cold weather. They won't be wearing tights or stockings. They will be bare-legged. So the lads are saying, well, I can do that too.
Well, you know what? If they're going to do that, make the shorts really nice, very structured, maybe a nice Bermuda short, because if it's going to be, you know, a bit sloppy looking.
See, there is an issue. There is a health issue here. You know, if the trousers are too tight, the sperm count goes down. So it is, and the Scots always claim this, that the kilt is about keeping the testicles cool. Is that what our lads are at now?
Yeah, God, that's a new one for me, Pat.
You need to be in touch with all of these.
I need to be in touch. Maybe that's what it is, but I don't know if that's probably taking it a little bit far. But if you want to wear shorts, make sure they're good and make sure they flatter you. And if you have the most wonderful physique, put it on and show it off, but still look a little bit. Pat, we all want to look a bit put together, and structure and fabric really, really helps that.
Mm. Some of the comments, boot cut jeans with brown shoes are a crime. Another one, can we have breast pockets in shirts again? They come and go.
Some
shirts have them, some shirts don't. No word of a lie, I passed by a church wedding. Some bloke in his early 30s standing on the church steps was wearing a white tracksuit. I had to do a double take. All around him, people in nice suits and dresses.
Gosh, I hope maybe he was security or something. I'm not sure. But back to the boot cut and the brown. I mean, there is this old saying, brown, never to be seen in town type of thing. But I love a dark brown suede with, maybe not with boot cut jeans, but, you know, I prefer a tapered jean. Personally, it's all down to your style, personality. But dark brown suede will take you a long, long way. Preferably, I think, more than a lighter brown. And I'm not sure about what that gentleman was doing. But I always say, Pat, dress for, let's say, the job you want and dress for the occasion. Because if you think of smart casual, it's lots of different interpretations. You can go to a formal outing and be smart casual, or you can go to a football match. And if you want to wear your county colours, and that's absolutely fine, your t-shirt, but maybe make sure that your jeans are a lovely dark indigo denim just to look put together.
Men in their 30s are all about image. Walking around in shorts in cold weather is just making a statement. I've no time for it, says a texter. Could you ask your guest about men wearing no socks?
I actually quite like the trend. I mean, again, it depends on where you are.
This is when they're wearing a nice slip-on shoe.
Yes.
And you're George Clooney.
Yeah,
and you have a tan.
Well.
But otherwise, if you've got a hairy little foot sticking out from the bottom of your jeans, not that attractive.
But you know what, Pat? If you get a nice trainer, you know, a sock, what they call the invisible sock, and you have a lovely trouser on, I think it looks really good. The Italians and French do it. And, you know, and us Irish are, we think about our famous Mescal and Cillian Murphy on the red carpet. He even wore white socks last week. Paul Mescal wore white socks, but they were with Gucci loafers. But I think if you have a lovely leather...
Isn't that all me eye? That's just...
Ah, no.
It is, yeah. It's
we're
like
very proud of him.
The fashion people telling people what to wear, even though they may look utterly silly.
Well, maybe it mightn't come into our lives. But I do think, well, you cannot beat a great shoe, Pat, no matter what. The first thing I look at, actually.
But here we have the explanation on the shorts and men. Austin in Fermoy says, I find the house a lot warmer than my wife does, so I'm down to shorts and a t-shirt. So I don't bother covering up for a 10-minute trip to the shop. Longer trips, yes.
Well,
so they're all going for the milk.
They're all going for the milk. But tell Austin maybe put a nice puffer or a nice hoodie on him and he'll look an awful lot better. Mm. Maybe a nice sweatshirt.
We were at a wedding in Spain a while back and when one local guy bought a linen suit, well, the panic that went through the gang of lads was unreal. They all had to get one too. It was funny.
Oh, I love a linen suit. Do you like a linen suit?
Well, I prefer, if I give you some fashion inside information, a linen mix. Because linen suits get crumpled and no matter how much you think you're George Clooney, it's not going to look well if it's all crumpled, crumpled, crumpled. Yeah. A linen mix.
A linen nice. Cotton mix looks great. And actually, I opened a well-known Irish retailer site this morning and not a tie in sight. And I don't know if you saw Biden, Clinton and Obama come out recently with no tie. That's a whole other conversation.
Is the tie dead?
Some men say to me they miss the tie because a great form of self-expression, but you should have a shirt that doesn't look like it needs a tie. And actually looking at former President Clinton, he was wearing a white shirt, but it looked kind of pale on him. So you're very careful of the colour of the shirt because the tie brought that colour to your face. So you're better off, as a man should have in his wardrobe, Pat, always a nice blue shirt. Carries you a long way.
On that note, Aoife, thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.